I'm not going to spend a lot of time waxing because we have got the star of the national television show, The Foul Life, starter of The Provider TV, The Provider Rubs and Spices, the lifestyle of being in The Foul Life, Chad Belding with us today. It's an honor and a privilege to have you on with us today. We went into break talking about how the transition happened for you from Hunter to Hunter who wants to share his experience in media on a television show that's grown and it's been around for more than 13 years now. Incredibly successful on the Outdoor Channel. You've got sponsorships that come out of the woodwork to be part of it because they understand the value of connecting the outdoors. And so many of those sponsorships, it's not coincidental that they're items like Traeger and spices and Napa Valley olive oil and rubs. When for you in your life, in the transition, in the growth of your love for waterfowl hunting, did it go from hunting? And, you know, we just learned about the birth of your waterfowl career. When did it move kind of into the all-encompassing world of being a provider with what you hunt?
Well, in a nutshell, it just took off where we were on the road now because after that production company asked me if we'd be interested, I said, heck yeah. And at that time, I was in the portable toilet industry, building a portable toilet company, special events and construction and all of that. And I was like, yeah, I want to try this. So I started talking to that network, said, hey, we got this idea. The first name of the show was Dr. Duck. And I was an idiot. I was like, I was going to write a prescription for success every episode. I'm like, who am I to write a prescription to success? Like, how cliche and how lame. And Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie, Lionel Richie's daughter, had a famous show on MTV, I believe, at the time called The Simple Life. And it was these millionaire girls that were living on the farm, kind of like Pauly Shore and Son-in-Law. And they were like milking cows and picking up chicken eggs and stuff like that. And I'm like, what about The Foul Life? And at the time, it was kind of like Tap Out was popular on TV and UFC was gaining momentum.
Sure.
And Affliction was grown and all these brands had these TV shows that were like reality, going to gyms and finding fighters and introducing them to Dana White and the Fertitta brothers. And boom, I'm like, I want to make a realistic lifestyle show of the American duck hunter. There's tons of people in the world that are way better duck hunters than me. I never set out to be like, hey, rah, rah, look at us. I was like, this is awesome. We have an opportunity here. So I started putting together the idea of The Foul Life with this production company. One thing leads to another. His mom gets ill, says he can't complete the project anymore. And I sat there in my toilet office, and I'm literally sitting there like this, and I'm like, I'm still going to try this. The entrepreneurial spirit kicked in. I'm like, I'm still going to run with this. I love this. So I said, hey, Mr. Mike, do you mind if I try this on my own? And I remember Mike said, yes, sir, do it. And good luck to you and keep me posted. And so I was off and I literally was like, what do? I got to start a company. I got to have a production company now. I got to figure out cameras. And I was like, what cameras do we get? And I turned to my left like this. And at the time, this mount that I had, and now it's in a duck hunting lodge in Arkansas, it was flooded green timber on a pedestal mount, and it has 9 banded green heads falling through the trees. They're all banded. There's a no trespassing sign. Redneck shot that up with BBs through it on my mount. And then there's a plaque on the front of it in the name of the mount. I named it Strike Up the Band. And I said, I'm going to try to name a company Banded. Huh. And I went, there's no way I'll ever be able to get my intellectual property attorney to trademark that. And I said, I called Brian and I said, hey, I want to get this trademark. I know it's going to be, it's so synonymous with duck hunting. I know it's probably not going to happen, and we got it. And I cussed. We own the name Banded. We own the freaking name Banded now. And I was like, what do I do with this name Banded? So it was like this, my whole idea was this urban attitude meets the outdoor lifestyle. And I'm good with admitting that I wasn't born up against a tree with a red man chaw in my mouth. You know, I'm not sitting down in the Everglades hunting gators growing up. I didn't grow up doing a lot of the things that the so-called duck hunters did. I was a city kid from Reno, Nevada that hunted ducks for a while before this opportunity came to me. And I said, I want to build a realistic brand that is going to be called Banded. And the first company I started was Banded Productions. And then I went to TV with the first season of The Foul Life on the Sportsman's Channel before we went to the Outdoor Channel. Was season one in the fall of 2009. We filmed it all fall of 2008 and then went to air in July through December of 2009 with season one. And as soon as we went to air, things took off. people were calling in. What duck call are you using? What boat are you driving? What four-wheeler do you have? Where did you get that camo jacket? And I was like, the money's not in production. The money, there is money with sponsorships helping you pay the bills, but the money's in manufacturing. And at that time, right then, I said, I'm starting a company called Banded Gear. And I started with one shirt. I'm a huge Guns N' Roses fan, and Axl Rose and Slash wrote a song called Double Talk and Jive on Use Your Illusion 1 in 1992 that was released. And I said, Geese, Canada Geese, double cluck. So I had my designers design a shirt called Double Cluck and Jive, and it's two D geese that I had this really awesome mount, another pedestal mount that my friend Neil Valencia did for me. And that mount turned into two geese that they took out the artwork for, and it was Double Cluck and Jive. And I got them printed, Joel, and I wore it on TV, and the freaking phone just was, where'd you get that shirt? I want that shirt. And now that's how Bandit was born. And then I was like, I went to Freddie and I said, I'm not going to use Zinc calls anymore. I'm starting Banded calls. And we started with the Bonsai Duck call, the Wrecking Ball Goose call, which we just reintroduced with Jargon, and the Crazy Train Goose call, which we just reintroduced with Jargon. And we had a PO that was over 2,000 calls from the hunting buyer at Cabela's. And a year after we started Banded calls in January of 2011, I was sitting in an appearance in Vegas, and my buddy Christian Curtis ran up to me and said, we need to talk. And I went and met with him and my other good buddy, Eric Larsgaard, and they said, we just had a meeting with Cabela's. They think you're onto something with this name Banded, but it's bigger than a T-shirt and it's bigger than a duck call. And that's when we went and seek capital. And Christian Curtis and Eric were the innovators of our Banded that has become the best-selling hunting wader of all time. And now we have 3,800 SKUs and 850 dealers across the country. And that's what Banded turned into. But that's how it started. It was a production company doing the Foul Life. Then a T-shirt and hoodie company and hats, Double Cluck and Jive, Guns N' Roses. Then it went to Banded calls, and then it blew up with what is now Banded Brands that is now stationed in Arkansas, and it changed my life. It allowed me, answering your question, to go to all these hunting camps and test product, and I was like, what am I going to do with all these birds? We're hunting every day. I get to hunt every day. They're paying me to hunt. What the heck's going on? And now I got to cook them, and I would look back at my dad. And my dad was the ultimate provider. We kill a duck or a goose or a deer, and those backstraps and that tenderloin were on the fire that night on an open spit, and we were cooking it and eating it with red onions and flour and this seasoning and this salt or black pepper, whatever it was. And I was like, I want to be the ultimate guy that could go out and not just kill a duck, because the number one thing you hear as a duck hunter is, you eat that crap? That's terrible. That's like liver. I'm like, no, it's not. Not if you know what you're doing with it. Like, I know that you do, Joel. And so that transitioned over the years. It kept maturing. And I said, I'm going to trademark that name, The Provider. And boom, we trademarked it. And then that turned into the next part of the journey. I was on another duck hunt, another duck camp down in Louisiana at my boy Drew Key's place, Honey Break. He's the president and CEO of Honey Break, an unbelievable destination for duck hunters. And my good friend Troy Link was there, who owns Jack Link's Jerky. He's kind of the heir of Jack Link. And I was sitting with Troy Link, and I said, I have this ambition to start a seasoning company. And he's like, well, what are you thinking about? And I'm like, dry rubs, and I want to do a cookbook, and I want to call it The Provider. And literally Troy goes, okay, no problem. He dials up his text, puts me in a group text with some guys, and he's like, those guys will take care of your rubs. Tell them what flavor profiles you want. For the next 10 months after that, I went back and forth. When we do ducks, I got my friend Dave Stanley and my brothers Clinton Clay and Sam Sabini and all these guys. I'm like, I want the duck to taste like this. I want the deer to taste like this. I want the halibut and the walleye to taste like this. I want my red fishes to taste like this. And I want an Asian rub. And I want a Spanish rub or a Mexican food rub. I want all these different diverse ones. And boom, teamed up with our good friend Chad Mendez, a UFC superstar. And The Provider blew up, and now we're in dealers all across the country. We signed a national pub deal with Ben Bella Books, and The Provider Cookbook was born, and we're off to the races with it now.
And I'm going to tell you what, this is no joke. I made wild goose chimichangas today, and I wanted to put a cream sauce on the top of them, so I pulled out the Brit and used that as the base flavoring for the goose and the cream sauce. They're so crazy versatile and so delicious. Chad, please stick around. When we come back, we've got a ton more to talk about, including what's coming up this season on The Foul Life, what we can expect, and some of your advice for new hunters. You're listening to Raised in the Shaw with Joel Clayfish. This is a good one. We'll be right back.